so far, quite some good work that has been done. I agree with you that if you look at the minerals and mining law, it does not state that when these equipment are confiscated, they should be banned. You know, so definitely for us, the Media Coalition, we want to engage with the authorities and understand why that happened. Is it an isolated incident? If it is, it should not happen again. And, you know, we need to take steps to ensure that all of us, you know, the whole operation operates under the ambit of the rule of law. And that's really going to be important.
Yes, you already indicated that so far, so good. But in your own assessment, are we on course to winning this fight, or we still have a long way to go?
Oh, well, there's quite a bit of work to be done. You know that the task force is only in three regions. When the president went to the central region, you found that some of the chiefs were invited around the Chifu Himan or Chifu Paso area. They were asking him to, you know, send the team there because of still galamsey going on there. So for me, we need to be able to cover the whole nation at the same time. Because if you don't, what would happen is that there will be migrants who will just migrate. You know, if they know you're in this particular area, they'll go to the other area. So it will be important that we can cover the whole country at the same time. I know it might be expensive, but this is one of the biggest risks that face our country. And I would urge the president and the team that they should, you know, get resources to be able to resolve this. And I'm pretty sure that if we're able to sort this out and then we get the miners going and mining sustainably, the returns that will come to the country will be enormous.
At the meeting with the regional house of chiefs, the president indicated that the government is aware that some chiefs are also involved in this issue of galamsey. As journalists and media men, do we have information as to the extent to which chiefs are involved in this whole illegal business?
Well, I need to tell the president that it's not only the chiefs who are involved. Some of even his politicians are involved. People within the district assemblies are involved. You know, people in business that are involved. I won't be surprised that there may be some media people who are involved. And yes, as journalists, as media people, we have some information. The challenge you have is that the people you're dealing with, you know, are very resourceful people that if you don't get proper evidence. So I know that some of our members are engaged in some investigative, you know, journalistic work. And once, you know, we are able to expose some of these people, one of our models of branding as a Media Coalition is to name and shame. And I urge EBC yourselves that, you know, with a team of journalists that you have, let's get onto the ground. Let's find out who are the people who are funding this, who are the chiefs who are behind this, who are the politicians who are behind this, who are the MPs who are behind this, who are the district chief executives who are behind this, who are the rich, you know, Ghanaians who are behind this. Let's expose these people. That would serve as an impetus to this fight, and it would be able to ensure that we can bring this fight to a halt.